The Metropolitan Museum of Art in Manhattan has spent the last 2 years on a $10 million renovation of its fashion galleries. The Anna Wintour Costume Center, newly named for Vogue magazine's longtime fashion editor, opens today. And its inaugural exhibit features the flamboyant American designer Charles James. This caps days of glamorous events at the Met. In an occasional series called The Seams, Jackie Leiden takes a look at fashion as an art form and cultural signpost. She begins her story at the Costume Institute's most fashionable party.
Monday night, hundreds of gawkers were lined up behind the velvet rope as actors Bradley Cooper in white tie and Sarah Jessica Parker in an elaborate black and white ball gown with a long train swept up the Metropolitan Museum stairs. At the Costume Institute benefit gala, Hollywood dominates. Earlier that day, in the Egyptian wing, with the soaring walls of the Temple of Dendor as a backdrop, it was string music and air kisses as designer after designer, Oscar de la Renta, Alexander Wang, Marc Jacobs, Donatella Versace, turned up to honor Anna Wintour and her contribution, $125 million raised for the Costume Institute as a Met trustee. First Lady Michelle Obama came from the White House to cut the ribbon.
The Met will be opening up the world of fashion like never before, to show that fashion isn't an exclusive club for the few who can attend a runway show or shop at certain stores.
The new center, Obama said, is for anyone who is curious about how fashion impacts our culture and history. She specifically addressed the fashion students present, telling them to learn from Charles James' innovations.
It's a career that involves science, engineering, accounting, marketing, and so much more. Maybe they'll learn about the math behind Charles James's designs, and they'll think to themselves, maybe I should pay closer attention in geometry.
Harold Coda, the chief curator at the Costume Institute, says it wasn't a question of if, but when the Met would do a serious Charles James retrospective. Born in 1906 to a British officer and an American heiress, James's life went from the end of the Edwardian era to the punk era, from Downton Abbey to the Chelsea Hotel. Christian Dior said James inspired his post-World War II new look, and Balenciaga said James was not just the best American couturier, but the best in the world. Here's Harold Coda.
He wasn't a conventional fashion designer. He was an artist, and he approached his métier as an art, and that's not consistent with being a fashion designer.
James is known as a mercurial genius, best known for laboriously constructed but magical ball gowns. He dressed Soignier, Park Avenue heiresses, and Marlene Dietrich, Elizabeth Arden, Gypsy Rose Lee. He was called a sculptor of cloth. He once spent $20,000 making a sleeve. He absorbed lessons from engineering, even 15th century armor. If Charles James had a masterwork, says Harold Coda, it was the cloverleaf dress from 1953, designed for Austin Hearst, wife of the newspaper magnate William Randolph Hearst, Jr.
The cloverleaf ball gown is something that is meant to be danced in. It weighs 10 pounds, but the physics of it is so carefully disposed over the body that you could literally dance in this huge dress.
James loved to listen to music while he worked. Satie, Bach, Debussy. It shows in the cloverleaf ball gown. Elettra Rossellini Wiedemann modeled a copy of the gown.
You feel like a paradise bird. You kind of always have to have your arms up like a ballerina. So it certainly makes you feel very regal and beautiful. And it's actually fantastic because the front part of the clover that comes in is a perfect place for a man to kind of come in and take you and dance with you. But anything else is totally impractical. Sitting, kind of hanging out. None of that is possible.
How important have fashion-centered shows been to museums in recent years? Simply put, huge and lucrative, at museums large and small. That's why the Met spent $10 million renovating the Costume Institute. The Met's 2011 blockbuster, Savage Beauty, featuring the late designer Alexander McQueen, was one of the most popular exhibits in the Met's history. Valerie Steele is not surprised. She's the director and chief curator of the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology. Attendance at their exhibitions has doubled in the last decade, she says. But that doesn't mean all designers favor museums.
For a number of fashion designers, they don't want to be shown in museums because they feel that's a cemetery for dead clothes. They believe that clothing is not art, that it's part of life, and it should be seen in movement, on the street, on pretty girls wearing it.
Charles James did urge his clients to pass on their gowns to a museum. In his case, the Brooklyn Museum, which predates the Costume Institute. That preserved some of his work, says Steele, but not his reputation.
Unless the designer is still producing perfume, once they're dead, they're forgotten amazingly fast. Part of our mission is to try and remind people that there were great figures in the past whose heritage and whose influence lives on.
In the end, with his obsessive quest for perfection, James had alienated nearly everyone important to his career. Living in three rooms at the Chelsea Hotel, months behind on the rent, he made dresses into the night on a board positioned over a bed. Someone thought he was the father of Robert Mapplethorpe and Patti Smith. Fashion students and illustrators still sought him out, though, as did artists. Months before his death in 1978, James's friend, R. Corey Hay, and filmmaker Anton Parrish interviewed James for 20 hours. In this clip, Corey Hay is asking James how he assesses his legacy.
I've remained a myth because people don't see evidence of my work enough.
And what would you set out to create? What would you want to do? Would you be creating just dresses for museums? Would you want to be creating dresses for people, for the masses?
Dresses go into museums once they've been created for people. What's taken up by the market is destroyed by the market.
Charles James, always ahead of his time, knew he'd have prominence again one day. That day has come. The show, Charles James, Beyond Fashion, is up through August 10th at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.
And you can see that show at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.